I probably needed a break from it, if I'm honest, which I've done. And obviously with the current climate, we're all taking a bit of an extended break from, you know, life's very different at the moment for many of us. But mentally, I felt refreshed. And when the opportunity came along, it just felt right. You know, I had a real good feeling about it. I've got, you know, huge admiration and respect for the club. And I really went on my gut. And football for me is about feeling and emotion and passion. And, you know, the job excited me. So I went with my instincts and I accepted it. And I'm looking forward to, you know, helping Portland move forwards and having a good time along the way.
How on earth do you begin to plan at this moment in time, Callum? I guess everything's so up in the air.
Yeah, it is. I think you follow the guidelines and I think you take care of the little bits that you can do. You know, you can still have conversations. You can still do your homework. You can still think about how you want your management style to look, your group of players to look. And also, you can make little progressions behind the scenes with regards to your infrastructure. So it's not a time for herring around, going mad. I think it's a time for people to look after themselves, keep themselves mentally and physically well, but at the same time, behind the scenes, just nudging things in the right direction. So when the guidelines, you know, or the restrictions just become a little bit easier, and we're just, you know, maybe we can see some football on the horizon, we're really ready to, you know, we've built a good platform, so we're ready then to move forwards and, you know, attack the new season or however that may be. But we just don't know at the moment. So it's nice to be in a job and, you know, I'll do what I can today to the best of my ability. And if I can do more next week, great. But when we are, you know, when we can work, we'll work for sure.
You've taken the Portland job. I was looking at the table. What, they were about mid-table in the Wessex Premier when everything sort of came to a halt. It looks like you've got a half-decent squad to work with.
Yeah, exactly that. There's been some fantastic work carried out on and off the pitch at that football club over the previous years. There's a good group of players there, a group of men. And my initial thoughts, you know, I've not had too long, but my initial thoughts are to retain, you know, my first priority is to retain all that's good about the club at the moment and then slowly build on that. You know, there's no massive pressure or expectation. My agreement with the board is really, we just want to move forward at a steady pace. We just want to make sure we're progressing all the time now.
Do you get much of a budget to work with? Does it work like that?
There'd be a budget. I've got to say, you know, money wasn't a motive for me at all going to Portland. It was about the project. Usually, I don't think I've ever taken a job where you don't know what the budget will be or what it will look like. But again, taking the climate into consideration, you know, how do we know what sponsors will be able to invest next year? So I think, you know, people who are saying this is what we're going to go with money-wise at the moment, I think, you know, that's probably a little bit premature because we don't know how it's going to look. It looks like there's going to be a massive recession across the country. Now, non-league football certainly is not going to be exempt from that. You know, it might be that players are going to be on less next year. We don't know. So, again, my agreement with the club is as long as we're forward-thinking, I've never been at a football club which don't give you as much as they can give you. So as long as we're forward-thinking, we're trying to be proactive and we do the best we can budget-wise, I will go to work for Portland United Football Club.
Yeah.
For the best of my ability. And if that's on what, you know, the best budget possible, but either way, I committed to the project and I'm gonna improve that football club in every area and I'm ready to do that. You know, I've learned a lot over the last couple of years and I'm ready to, you know, use that experience to, you know, my benefit and the benefit of Portland.